Representative Bill Thomas of Haines is an 8-year veteran of the legislature, but a relative unknown, at least politically, in Sitka. The Republican served as co-chair of the House Finance Committee in the last session and hopes his strong ties to the fishing industry and the native community will win Sitkans over. His opponent, 23-year-old Jonathan Christ Tompkins, is a lifelong Sitkan, the product of local schools and Yale University. Christ Tompkins has been active in Democratic politics since childhood. He told the Sitka Chamber that he'd like to restore integrity to state politics and to protect the interests of Southeast Alaska. The candidates answered a variety of questions prepared by the chamber, but used every opportunity to distinguish themselves from each other. Thomas emphasized his seniority on the Finance Committee and the powerful partnership it would create if Senator Bert Stedman, who co-chairs the same committee in the Senate, were reelected.
Having people in finance is a place to have your representatives and legislators. I look back to the days when you had Grusendorf and Eliason. Great things happened in Sitka. You have that chance again to have it happen. But you need to have people in the right spot and understand what your issues are. And you're not going to get addressed if you're not in the majority or sitting on fine. You can. You'll bring it up, but nobody's going to listen to you. I've been there too long to know that your voice is pretty silent.
Christ Tompkins criticized Thomas's support of the governor's proposed oil tax reform, which would ease taxes on Alaska's major oil field producers. He suggested that Thomas and other legislators who supported House Bill 110 were putting the interests of the oil companies ahead of the interests of their districts.
Alaska gets all its money from oil. We're an oil state. We have reliance and dependency on oil. And if we give away $2 billion a year, which is what the State House voted to do this last legislative session, we have no money for renewable energy projects. We have no money for Blue Lake. We have no money for infrastructure and harbors, marine services. And so I think for Southeast Alaska and Alaska as a whole to survive, we need investment in these core projects and communities, and we need the money to make that investment. And I would be strongly committed to making sure that Alaska has a strong financial future by making sure that we protect our fair share of revenue from the oil that we, you and I, and the state of Alaska all own. And that means protecting oil revenue to make sure we can reinvest it in communities.
The candidates were also pushed into their corners by questions from the chamber audience, which highlighted the four decades that separate the men. This is forum moderator Dan Jones.
What is your experience as an employer and or business owner or manager? And then, what job experience do you have that qualifies you to create family wage jobs in Southeast Alaska? And this says, Jonathan goes first.
I think one of the things that's changed in the last few decades in America really is if you want to go save the world, it used to be that you would go join up with some nonprofit, Oxfam, Red Cross, you name it, and go to Africa and try to, provide humanitarian aid or something. And I think people in my generation now approach problems in the world through an entrepreneurial lens, and that there's tremendous potential through the private sector to affect major problems that we face. And the startup culture is something that is very much of my generation.
Thank you. In my 65 years, I've had many, many jobs in order to make ends meet. Like I said, I've been a fisherman for 43 years, but I learned right away that what I made in fishing didn't get me past Christmas. So I worked in a sawmill. I was a logger, bartender, a longshoreman. I did whatever I could to keep food on my table, again, raising children. At the time we had two, then three, then four, then five. Was never afraid of work, had strong work ethics taught to me by my Uncle Evans Willard, who passed. I was involved in a village corporation and created hundreds of jobs both in logging and longshoring, and know what it takes to sit in a room to create jobs and economic opportunity and benefits for the working man.
Republican Bill Thomas and Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins are vying to represent the newly formed House District 34, which includes the communities of Sitka, Haines, Angoon, Cake, and Heidelberg. The general election is Tuesday, November 6th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.